Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Wannstedt is here.
Kyle Manunga. This is not run to the sideline play. This is down and dirty. Let me tell you about this play. I'm at Miami. We're playing Buffalo. It's a Sunday night ESPN game. I'm coaching the Dolphins.
Mike Patrick is doing play-by-play.
There we go.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Mike Patrick. It's great to have you with us.
We had like a four-point lead.
4 minutes left to go. 10-7 Miami.
And our quarterback, God bless him, Jay Feeder, throws a ball. It kind of goes off a DB's hand, so I do my typical deal. I've seen enough.
No one gets the ball except Ricky.
Bill's defense has been on the field all night long, and they can expect a big dose to Ricky Williams right here.
We start pumping the ball to Ricky Williams.
Right back to the bread and butter. Lowers his head and pile drives his way down to the 37.
I think he had 8, 10, 12 carry. It was a 13-play drive, I think.
Williams off the left side behind Conrad, and Ricky Williams first down at the 29. Inside the 2. 41 carries. That is an all-time Miami Dolphin record.
And I call a timeout.
Third and goal. Will it be number 42 for Ricky Williams?
And we could kick the field goal and pretty much feel good about it. You know, they weren't going to score at that point on our defense. And Ricky comes over, and I could barely look at him, you know. He had no skin on either arm. It was just completely torn off from the base. I swear now, from the baseball.
Ricky Williams. They're not going to clean that uniform. They're going to burn it.
And I looked at him. I said, Rick. And he says, we going for it. That's what he said. And then I says, you want to go for it? And he says, I'll go for it, coach. And I says, you know what, Rick? You call the play. And we called this play scissors.
If he gets in the end zone, you're going to hear a roar out of this place like you've never heard in Pro Players Stadium.
Where he was going one way, and he was coming back. And he says, run 35 scissors, coach. And I said, Rick, let me tell you something. We are on the 4-yard line, and they have an all-pro safety over there, Malloy.
Lawyer Malloy, you done.
He's not going to go for the fake on the 4-yard line. So when you wind this thing back, we're not blocking him. He's going to be standing at the line of scrimmage waiting on you. And he says, coach, run 35 scissors.
You think Dave Wannstedt's not into this game? Holy mackerel, go Ricky, go!
Will it be number 42 for Ricky Williams?
And we run it, and he brings it back. Oh, God, it was poetry.
It will.
Malloy's standing on the goal line. Everybody else is blocked. And Ricky's coming back, and Malloy's standing there. And obviously, you know, Ricky puts it down and goes into the end zone. Touchdown.
Touchdown! 42 carries, 153 yards for Ricky Williams.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I love telling those stories because I mean, it was downhill. There was nothing fancy about this play. Take two steps to the right, and you're coming back to the left, and there's a guy that's an all-pro player waiting on you. What are you going to do? He said, run 35 scissors, coach. I said, you got it.
I think if Ricky Williams didn't have a helmet on, Dave Wannstedt would have kissed him.
Man, that's good. That is Dave Wannstedt telling a story from last week on Spiegel and Holmes. And then Chris Tannehill cut the open for the next day. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Coach, you're in, baby. Thanks for joining us. We just wanted to play that because it only played once on Friday. I wanted everybody to hear it. I want to make sure you heard it, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know what? That's the first I heard the thing. I'm going to get a copy of that. I may listen. That may be my wake up call every morning. You know,
that was great. Hey, Dave, I was captivated.
Who we got? Dave on there, and Lawrence is off, and Spiggs is in. That's great. Fantastic.
Yeah, no, you know, whenever Lawrence is taking off time, you know, I'm always here when he's a snowbird. You know, he wants to go to Arizona, yeah, and things like that.
And so. Gabe, would you say you and Wani are always in touch about?
You know, I'm trying to get Wani written into Chicago PD. You know what I mean?
Where's Lawrence?
Exactly.
Where's Lawrence?
Well, stay on that, Gabe. Okay, I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm trying to call the play just like he did.
Oh, man, that's just the best. Coach, we're thankful for you that we get to hang out with you and have you tell stories like that. And then Tanny went and found the game, and I got that little video snippet of you celebrating with Ricky after the touchdown. It is pure joy, Coach.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was this 40-second carry in the game. Oh, my goodness, you know. But, no, and you know what's funny about running backs? And I would bet a dollar – that if you talk to Kyle Monange or you talk to DeAndre Swift, because when I first made the trade for Ricky, we had at the same year, Thurman Thomas was released by Buffalo. So he was a free agent. And we had signed Thurman before we made the trade for Ricky. And so now, and Thurman was at the end of his career, you know, don't get me wrong, but we were going to use Thurman Thomas as a third down back because he would pick up blitzes, he would block, and he could catch like crazy, as everybody knows from all his days at Buffalo. Well, so that's how we start the season. Now we got Ricky. Ricky's first and second down, and Thurman Thomas is coming in third down. Well, about 3 weeks into the season, all of a sudden there's, you know, Ricky's in my office. And coach, I don't like this. And I said, what, you don't like what? You're learning the offense on and on and on. And he says, I need the rock, coach. I need the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is that, you know, that you want the ball. You're talking to the wrong guy. But it's amazing. The great backs that I've been around, the Emmitt Smiths, you know, obviously I played with Tony Dorsett. LeSean McCoy's. I might have been around some pretty good backs. And these guys all want the ball, and they all seem to kind of get going the more carries that they get as the game goes on.
Well, as a team stat, I have long looked at rushing yards per game by this point in a season and been like, man, I wish we had the Niners offense, or I wish we had the Ravens offense in previous years. Now I look up, the Bills are the best running team in the NFL. The Lions are third. The Colts are fourth. But the Bears are second. Those top four teams, man, those are damn good teams in the NFL. It is amazing to see the Bears there, and we see the importance of it more than ever before. You've been right all along, Coach. That's what I'm trying to say. You've been right all along, Dave Wanstead.
Yeah. No, and I've also said along with that that sometimes, you know, it's not the number of yards that you get. But it's the number of carries, and let me give you a stat stat, you know, when you're, because if you're running a football, you're obviously going to use the clock. Obviously your defense is going to be rested and you're not going backwards. Okay. That's just, everybody's wondering, you know, no one talks about the special teams. And I heard, oh, people, you know, oh God, we made the Steelers, they were starting at the minus 25, you know, and they had a, on our 25 and our 20. Well, you know why? You know what sacks do? If you are getting sacked, you are losing 8, 10, 12 yards, 8, 10 yards. And now all of a sudden you're going up and you're throwing the ball to make up ground. And so now let's just say you throw a couple incompletions. You know, you may know yards, if you can follow me on this, and you gave up another 10. That could be 20, 25, 30 yards in field position that when you punt the ball that you lost as a team. Well, this year, guess what? We are gaining that. So now, so by not having sacks, we are, yes, you're going to score more points, but you are also, it's called the hidden yardage, and that's special teams. The hidden yardage is that stuff that nobody talks about that I'm referring to. By not giving up sacks and running the ball and moving the chains, you're gaining without, it's a statistic that it really is very important to the outcome of the game, but no one ever talks about that on TV or radio.
And Caleb Williams is going to have to, you know, obviously continue on that streak of not getting sacked. He's 24th in the league right now. Jalen Hurts, 7th most sacks out of all quarterbacks in the league, Coach. But you said recently about the Bears offensive line that it's the most improved position on the group, right? So against the front, like the Eagles, we know the names that are there. They love to get after the quarterback. But what does the O-line have to do to keep Caleb clean on this short leak against this short week against this Philadelphia Eagles defense?
Well, you know what, Gabe? It's the plays that Ben's calling, the ball was coming out quick, you know, for the standpoint that their play action. We're doing a lot of stuff under center, which even makes it more timing, 1-2-3 balls out. So the play calling, I think, is contributing that, you know. And then the other thing, too, I think that you know, the challenge for our offensive line this week is if we can handle these guys with four, then you're going to force their defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, to bring extra guys to pressure. And when they start bringing extra guys to pressure, now the big advantage goes to our receivers because now they have to cover us one-on-one, and they've got a couple guys hurt. I mean, they're hurting. I mean, you talk about an offensive line now. I mean, you know, Lane Johnson's not going to play. They're all-pro left tackle. I don't know where their center is. I know he's hurt, whether he's going to play. So they've got their share of injuries in the secondary, all across the board, you know, all across the board at this point. So, yeah, it's all part of the game. You just have to take advantage of it.
What does Vic Fangio do so well, so consistently, to make people respect him the way they do around the NFL?
Going back to when Vic and I really started studying him when he was with Jim Harbaugh at the 49ers, and you're going back 10, 12 years ago, and they were one of the top defenses in the league. And so, you know, in the off season, I would always study the best of the best just to see, you know, what they were doing. And was there anything new or anything that we could, you know, use that they're doing or incorporate? And the one thing, and the reason that I was kind of a fan of Vic is because he was never a blitz guy. He was never a blitz guy. He would bring five and play some man, okay? But he was, you know how many times they blitzed in the Super Bowl?
No.
Zero.
That's right.
In the last Super Bowl, they did not blitz one time. And I'll tell you what, they pressured. They had the, you know, quarterback was running for his life every snap. So my point is that I think that if you let Vic get pressure on you with four, he's going to do it all day long. And I think that's the challenge of the Bears that they got to be able to, once they hold up and then he brings linebackers and brings safeties and extra people. Now the big advantage goes to the Bears.
Yeah, and the Bears got to protect the football, right? That's the job of Caleb Williams this week. He's done a good job, obviously, throughout the season. But Jalen Hurts, even better, right? 17 touchdowns on the year, just one interception. I know turnovers is your thing, Wani. So when, you know, the Bears obviously 7-0 when they get multiple takeaways. But if you're in that defensive meeting room and you're talking to your guys and you're looking at Jalen Hurts, obviously we know what he can do with his legs, but he's not a guy that's going to put the ball in harm's way. How do you try to affect him enough to disrupt his process during this game?
Well, I think that he's going to run the ball a little bit more this game than what he has. I don't know how many times he's carrying the ball per game. But I remember when three years ago, first Super Bowl, he was averaging a close to 8 to 10 carries a game. I don't think he's doing that now. I don't see him running as much. I know he's older. They're trying to protect him, I guess. So I would think that, the more times that you carry it, the more opportunities the Bears have to create fumbles. So, if you're getting rid of the ball quick and not holding on to it, it's tough to create fumbles and turnovers. So I do think this will be a week, though, that they come out and they, that they run Jalen Hurts a little bit more and play a little bit of keep away. You know, I don't think they want we're averaging, 30 points a game, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to, they're not a shootout type team. That's not their M.O., so I think that in the back of their minds, they want to play a little keep away this week.
7.3 attempts per game this year for Jalen Hurts. Last year, 10. Year before that, 9. Yeah. Year before that, 11. Year before that, 9. So they are down. By a decent amount. Devontae Smith missed practice again. He's got a couple different injuries, and today they added illness to his designation. So that's a third straight missed practice. I would assume he doesn't play on Friday, but we'll have to see. The news is, and it's not official yet, but CJ Gardner-Johnson said it, Jalen Johnson is back. So Jalen Johnson's going to suit up and play on Friday, Coach. And we'll have to see if Tyreek plays, but probably Nashawn Wright at the other corner. But what does it mean for Dennis Allen to get a guy like Jalen back? And we'll see if Kyler joins him as well. With having no linebackers, or having the backup linebackers, I should say, those guys did a very nice job. It's an opportunity for some creativity, I guess, for Dennis.
Yeah, and it's probably a good week because it looks like, the way I'm reading it and hearing, I wouldn't expect Stevenson to play this week.
Mm-hmm.
So if Stevenson doesn't play, obviously there's now it fits with Jalen. And the big thing is when these guys come back from the injuries, you just hope that they're just not over anxious to get back on the field, that they are 100% ready football wise. He's missed a lot of time. You can be in good shape conditioning wise and strength wise, but you also have to be in football shape. And you hear people talk about that all the time, that our team isn't in football shape because we didn't play the guys in the preseason and they're soft and we're not tackling good and we're not getting our hands on people, as a corner and being physical. So, it's been a while since Jalen. I just hope that he can close that gap real quick and obviously be ready to go from a football shape standpoint, not conditioning. He'll be in good condition.
Yeah, and they're going to need him if they want to win this game, right? It's a big one, Coach. It's been a while since the Bears have had this kind of, national measuring stick spotlight where they can really take a look at what this team is. But in your mind, when you're trying to build a program like the Bears are, right, building the culture, how much can a game like this – I know people say, oh, it's just a game in front of you. I hear a lot of players saying that, a lot of coaches. But from a fan base, right, myself included, like you look at this game and you think, man, this really is the measuring stick of measuring sticks. So how much can this game really accelerate the belief in the building, win or lose?
Well, I think it does for the fans and the media and the players too. Don't get me wrong. I'm not – and the coaches – I mean, it would be exciting for them to say they beat the Super Bowl defending champ, but it's on to the next week real quick. And so beating Philadelphia, it's a great NFC win. And yeah, I mean, anytime you're beating the best the champions, it feels extra good. It feels extra good. You know, at the end of the season, it counts as one win. But from a fan's perspective and a media perspective, it means a lot that way. So it's all good. It's all good.
Coach, if you had to play in a turkey bowl tomorrow.
I love this question already.
if it's like before Thanksgiving and you're at
you're like the official quarterback, you know?
Yeah, would you be the automatic quarterback where they can't come back and touch you? Could you call some plays? What could you do if you had to play tomorrow?
Oh, wow. At this point, no, you know, I mean, I think
no.
I'd probably be not the quarterback. I mean, I better have guys on my team that can throw better at me. Let me just say that. Okay.
Okay.
If I'm gonna be part in, I'm gonna try to win the game. Okay. So, I would be involved a little bit in the play calling, but I would also be like a tight end. I mean, that's a position I can catch the ball really good. I wouldn't be able to get away from many people, but if you needed a first down or down near the goal line,
yeah, red zone,
I'd be a pretty good bet to throw the ball to.
Little walk 5 yards, little curl route, little turn around and be there for him. I got you, Coach. I got you.
Oh yeah, nice big target. Knows what he's doing. You seal off somebody. Throw your butt into a defender if you need to.
Sounds about right, Coach. I got another one for you. Are you the turkey guy? Are you the one making the turkey in your house for Thanksgiving?
I have for years, but now my daughter's kind of picked the torch up a little bit, and I've got two daughters and obviously the grandkids here in Chicago. So I let them, I cut it. Once we get it, whoever cooks it, they, between them and Jan, then I'll do the carving of it though. I'm definitely the carver.
The tight end and the carver.
For sure.
I like it.
The tight end and the carver. That is Dave Wanstead. And that is a level of power and prestige that you've earned. You just show up and you carve the turkey. I like it, Coach.
Oh yeah. No, they ask. I mean, they don't even ask. They know. I mean, it's part of the deal, you know?
All right. Coach, happy Thanksgiving. You're the best. We'll talk to you next week. All right.
All right, good talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Same to you
all. Everybody there.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.